Northern U.S. hit with heavy snow as Northwest recovers from floods. The northern United States was blasted with a mass of Arctic air sweeping south from Canada and bringing heavy snow and dangerously low temperatures over the weekend as residents in the Pacific Northwest continue recovering from catastrophic floods that began hitting portions of Washington state on Thursday. Thousands were forced to evacuate as floodwaters engorged the Snoqualmie River on December 11th. And one family's rescue was captured on video after deputies from the King County Sheriff's Office Marine Rescue Dive Unit freed them and their dog from a half-mile field that had been turned into a lake. It's obvious that thousands and thousands of Washingtonians and communities all across our state are in the process of digging out. And that's going to be a challenging process, Washington Governor Bob Ferguson said. Forecasters said the region will likely get hit with another round of rain and wind by the evening hours on December 14th. Bottom line at this point in time is we're not done despite the sunny conditions that we have across western Washington at this point, said Reed Walcott, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Seattle. Walcott added that there is more to come in terms of wind, rain, and flooding. And Washingtonians need to be prepared for additional impacts, additional flooding, tree damage, power outages, etc. The meteorologist said, adding that further impacts could come late in the weekend into early next week as high winds risk toppling trees with the ground being saturated from rain. Forecasters warned that the conditions affecting Washington state could impact western Montana and north central Idaho from Monday through Wednesday, bringing moderate to heavy precipitation. Arctic air freezes northern U.S. The National Weather Service said that the massive Arctic air would bring very cold and dangerous wind chills across a region stretching from the northern plains to the Ohio Valley on Sunday before spreading into the Mid-South and Mid-Atlantic areas. Forecasters also warned of a swath of accumulating snow, affecting portions of the Midwest to central Appalachia on Sunday before expanding into the Mid-Atlantic region in the evening. Areas of northeast Florida, south Georgia, and South Alabama are under freeze warnings late Sunday evening into Monday morning, according to the National Weather Service. The Weather Service also issued an extreme cold warning for parts of central and east central Illinois, including the cities of Champaign, Monticello, Charleston, and Shelbyville, beginning at 12 p.m. local time on Sunday until 6 a.m. Monday, warning of dangerously cold wind chills as low as 30 below zero. The cold temperatures slammed the northern United States on Saturday, bringing minus 12 degrees Fahrenheit conditions to Grand Forks, North Dakota, where wind chills made those temperatures feel closer to minus 33 degrees. The National Weather Service forecast temperatures in the Minneapolis area to drop to around minus 15 degrees by early Sunday morning, with Chicago expected to see temperatures around 1 degree. With the Arctic air mass moving southeast over the weekend, the Weather Service expanded cold weather advisories to cities as far south as Montgomery, Alabama, where residents are forecast to see temperatures fall to around 22 degrees Sunday night into Monday morning. Similar temperatures, around 24 degrees, are forecast to affect Savannah, Georgia, during the same period. There were more than 700 flight cancellations within, into, or out of the United States by 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday, according to the flight tracker FlightAware. The three U.S. airports most affected by delays and cancellations all serve the New York metropolitan area, LaGuardia Airport, Newark Liberty International Airport, and John F. Kennedy International Airport. The Associated Press contributed to this report.